comment. Any commission remarks?
I hadn't actually planned on it, but it may not be appropriate down on the agenda when we're talking about the mail-in envelopes. I was at a meeting where the Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, spoke, and he spoke about the mail-in. And I'm just going to quote one thing he said. I've got the whole tape of the meeting, but he said, "I do not suggest anyone use mail-in." And he gave all of his reasons as to why. That he suggests you go to the polls and vote and tell all of those you know, if there's some reason they physically can't, they can vote absentee like normal. But if you want your vote counted, he suggests you go to the polls. Thank you.
Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I would like to give you the August monthly report. GCR fund balance as of the end of August is at $3,787,093.63. The revenues up to date is $7,417,274.39. Expenditures are $8,745,905.50. For road and bridge, the revenues are for up to this end of August is going to be $6,094,123, and expenditures are $5,540,989, and the total at the end of August is going to be $12,628,294. The law enforcement tax, with revenues being at $1,431,812, and expenditures being $1,904,534, is ending the month at $650,248. And the sewer department is at total $9,762,833.48, revenues being at $4,642,024, and expenditures is $9,116,331. Within GCR, all the departments have over 35% remaining expenditures, except Department 112, which is going to be the circuit court judge. The reason this budget will be reaching its, or this budget will be reaching its projected expenditure. The reason this budget will be reaching its estimated budgeted expenditures earlier than projected is due to the guardian ad litem fees. When calculating from the previous year and the months prior, I foresee this budget will approach its budgeted expenditures by the end of the month. I wanted to bring this information to the Commission and would like direction on how to proceed expenditures once this budget has reached its budgeted amount.
What do you have those now?
Yeah, that was
my assumption is we'll probably take it out of contingency. And then, guardian ad litem, we have to do. You never know what those expenses are going to be. My assumption is we take that contingency because it still all falls under GCR and we'll still be fine with the budget.
Okay. So the
Are you suggesting actually transferring it out of contingency and put it in that account, or just letting that account go to the negative so you know it for budget?
We've gone back and forth on that. Pretty much every other year we change how we do it. So
this year I wanted to put it on record the direction, if the commission wants me to have that budget exceed is it, its expenditures at, when it, after it approaches its budget. There is enough funds available in GCR with the mindset of the contingency fund.
Do we not normally allow that line to go, whatever line it is, go over, and then we just, it comes out of contingency, and then we know that, hey, that came out of contingency, but it doesn't actually get transferred to that budget.
That's the way it was last year on some other budget.
I'm assuming we continue the same.
So when you get into budget time, you know, you can see this was in the negative, and you know there needs to be more money in that for the next year.
Right.
Or if it was anything special, it brings it.
Like, yeah, or something specific came up that won't happen again.
It's easy to see. It's not an oversight to.
Yeah, with this being the commission's budget and.
With it being under the county revenue budget. With it being under the GCR budget.
Correct. I want to start getting on the record that I'm getting permission from the commission to allow the that budget. Or that department to go over its expenditures and not just assume that.
Whatever's more transparent.
Well, but we need to be careful there and make sure that. Everything that we do, even upstairs, is on the record. So I don't know what you're getting at there. If you want us to actually enter it into the record by motion, I don't know that we'll do that, because that's not something we. Have ever typically done. I guess I understand your request, but we're pretty much saying allow that budget to go over because it all falls within the GCR budget, so therefore it's covered, and it's not actually over the budget.
That's right.
Am I misunderstanding? Do you guys agree with that?
Well, even in like my own budget, when I was in department budget, and if I had a line, I still wanted to code it to the correct line item so it come out of there, so you know that that. That line I'm just going to go over, but I have it in my the rest of my budget. So when I go to budget next year, I can know then that I have to ask for more supplies or more whatever. And like Commissioner Williams said, unless it's a one-time thing, you can look at it and see. And we know in this case, in which we'll meet with the party that has that budget and. When you're doing the budget, if it goes in the negative on that, when it's all within GCR, it's easy to see and discuss in GCR. Now, if you take it, if you transfer it out, then you're going to need to remember, say, if that's the only one that's transferred out, but say if you have two.
You wouldn't transfer from one line to another line within the same budget.
You're suggesting transferring it from the contingency to the 114 account. It's either that or let it go over.
But it all still falls under the 100 levels.
Yes, it does.
For the
all the direction I'm asking was to just verify that I am allowed to continue the expenditures after it hits or it reaches budget.
For the circuit judge for guardian ad litem, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I know on all the others, if they're getting close, you stay in touch with them and let them know that you're in.
Correct. And I keep the departments up to date on where they are located, and I also, within this, keep the commission up to date as well.
I do have a question, which I've asked before. On the law enforcement amount you gave us, the $300,000 that's owed from that to GCR, is that still pending, right?
That is still pending.
So the total you gave us included that $300,000.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions the commission has for the budget? All right.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 460561 and 460617. No warrants and two transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for September, regular session minutes for September 8th and September 9th of 2020.
Do you guys have any questions on them?
I'm satisfied with them.
I'm tied up.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 8th, 2020, and September 9th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve. That was it. There was no executive, was there?
Mm-mm.
I didn't see any. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for COVID mail in absentee envelopes. Number 202008-455.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
We're here in reference to RFP 202008-455, COVID mail-in absentee envelopes, 12,000 or more. We only received one bid, and that was from Elkin Swire Company, Incorporated, out of Springfield, Missouri, in the amount of $15,200, which includes freight. This request was brought to me by the clerk.
What's it you could talk on what they are?
I have an example.
Yeah, they're the absentee envelopes. This here's the one that we send them out, send the absentees out in. This here's inside of it, and on the back side of it, it has all the reasons why they can vote absentee. Due to the 2020 COVID, there's new reasons to vote absentee. We had to order more ballots due to the fact that we've got, I want to say close to 1,000 right now in the office at applications. And we're expecting it just to keep going.
How many do we normally have? Just curious.
For a November election?
Yeah.
About 1,000 total. And we're never anywhere near this amount at this time in the election process.
And the 15,200, because it says up to 12,000, is that for 12,000 envelopes?
Yes.
And is that two envelopes in one, or is that?
That's.
So is that actually 6,000 mail-in?
It's 12,000 of these and 12,000 of these.
Okay, so it's 24,000.
Yeah, because these here will go inside.
So they're a little more than, 60 cents, roughly?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I was asking is because a dollar, or more than a dollar for each one, seems a little high. Okay.
Yeah, it's the 12,000 envelopes of each style of envelope.
So it's 24,000 for 15,200. Okay.
And these are called absentee envelopes. What's the difference in the absentee and the mail-in.
Absentee, there is a reason to vote absentee.
Mm-hmm.